Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this awesome time that we are having today. Lord God, I give you the honor and the glory, and I thank you for the revival that is happening in the hearts of those who are listening to this broadcast and to this radio station. And I know, Lord, I know that I know that I know that you are going to continue this revival. And we give you the glory and the honor. We're going to break bread together now. But before we do that, I always do this. I always do this because I believe it's so important. If you turn to Scripture and you turn to Paul's letter, his first letter to the Corinthian church, that's 1 Corinthians, and you go to chapter 11, and from verse 27, Paul is talking to us very seriously, and he's saying you've got to check yourself before you take the bread and the wine, and he's absolutely right. Because we want to come to the Lord purified by his blood. It says this, so anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily, watch this, is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. This is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread and drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. Now, I don't want to get religious. I haven't got a religious bone in my body anywhere. But it's important. It's really important that we check ourselves. And this is why we're going to pray. But first of all, if you have never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you know if you have or not, then I urge you not to take the bread and the wine unless, right at this second, right at this moment, beloved, you are prepared, you are willing to give yourself, to give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ now. Perhaps you've been listening to this radio station and you've been thinking, what is going on? Why is this so peaceful? Why is this so powerful? Why have I got tears in my eyes? I don't understand. Well, I'll explain. It's because the Spirit of the Lord is tapping on the door of your heart and saying, I want to come in. I want to live with you. I want to live inside you. And I want to love you in a way you've never been loved before. Are you going to open the door of your heart and let him in? Are you going to do that? If your answer is yes, stay right where you are, because we are going to do that before we take the bread and the wine. Also, if you've kind of got a little stale and you've slipped away a little, and you've tuned into this radio station and you've thought, oh my Lord, I've missed my relationship with you, and you want to come back, then I want you to join in with this prayer as well. And if simply you want to get right before God, before taking the bread and the wine, I want you to say this prayer along with me. And that about covers every single person who is listening to this broadcast right now. It covers everybody. No one is left out. So all of us are going to join in with this prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just say these words, Heavenly Father, I come before you now, and I ask you, by the blood of the Lamb of God, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to take away all of my sin, all of the things I have done wrong, I ask you now, Lord, to forgive me and make me brand new. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and I promise you this. I make this promise right now that I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, purify my heart, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And amen. For I pass on to you what I receive from the Lord Himself. On the night, oh Lord, I can barely read. On the night He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and He gave thanks to God for it. And then He broke it into pieces and He said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." Let's take the bread right now together. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your broken body, broken on the tree, for me, and for my blessed brothers and sisters who are listening to this broadcast around the world, Lord. You have made this world so small by what we are doing. We are gathered together, Lord, before you, in the same place, in the same place, and we give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your name. And we magnify your name and we worship you in spirit and in truth, Father. And we declare now, we love you. Say those words with me. We love you, Lord. Say it again. We love you, Lord. Say it this time, but much louder. We love you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and His people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." We're going to take the cup now and drink corporately and together. Oh Lord, We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you, Lord, and we magnify your name. Thank you, Father, for what you are doing in our lives right now. I know right across the world, your Spirit is breathing fire, Father, into your beloved people. It is breathing your wonderful love. He is breathing breath of life, Lord, and I feel it. I'm going to continue now to pray. I've got an email here that comes from Alice in USA/Singapore. It says this: I've been tuning into Worship Radio 247 since last spring because it has the strong frequency, uninterrupted, praise the Lord. As I listen, it speaks to me, and now it's like on autoplay 24/7. The only other radio station I stream is Spirit 105.3 from Washington, USA. Love the worship music, the renditions, the nuggets, the sermons, and the prayers. I've shared your link with several. I'll keep sharing that link, Alice. Just keep sharing it so it goes right across the world. To all your team, praise and glory to our all-encompassing God. Amen. May your radio ministry continue to infect everyone who tunes in. Amen. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless your station and your team. Alice, USA, Singapore. Got a praise report here from Robert Harris. He says this: I send this praise report to encourage the brethren. 6 years ago, everything in my life dried up. Divorce, bankruptcy. My father died of cancer. My dog died. I lost my home, car, motorbike, business. All dried up. I left Ohio with the clothes on my back, $1,500, and I drove to Tennessee. A friend's neighbor had a studio apartment I rented, so cold in the winter. As I drove from Ohio, the Holy Spirit spoke into my heart, "Am I enough?" And I said, "Yes, Lord, you are enough. No one can take your love from me." 6 years later, I live in Florida. God restored my life and brought me a godly woman in my life, restored my business. The night before my father died, God used me to lead him in a prayer of repentance. So all things work for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. I count everything as dung compared to the riches of his love. Hannah, and he's referring to Hannah who we prayed for yesterday. God will turn your tears into gladness. Nothing can separate you from his love. Bob. Melanie says, I'm always listening to Worship Radio 247. It's wonderful, you know. So many people are saying the same thing over and over and over and over again, and it's just wonderful. It's magnificent. They say the same thing. And it's so encouraging to us here in the studio to know that God's word and his worship and your worship is affecting so many. I'm always listening to Worship Radio 247. Since I accepted the Lord as my personal Savior last year, there are a lot of things that have happened, which is really good. It makes me a better person with his guidance. Even though there's a lot of trials at the moment, I keep holding on to his promises. 2 weeks ago, my sister has been diagnosed with breast cancer, stage 3A. It's really hard to accept the first time, especially they are in the Philippines and I'm here in Scotland. The family was really devastated. I know that the Lord will not leave us nor forsake us. I'm the only born-again Christian in the family, so I find it hard to express things to them. But now that my sister is willing to listen to me, I am so happy. She even asked me how to start to read her Bible. Please, can you pray for her complete healing? Her first chemotherapy is on the 5th of July, and I want to strengthen my faith, and so as hers. God bless you all. Thank you, Melanie. Lord Jesus, I want to pray for Melanie right now. I want to pray, Father, for her sister, who's having her first chemo tomorrow. I pray, Father, that when she has her chemo and she is checked out, that when the X-ray happens, I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name now, that nothing will be found. It will be gone. That cancer will be gone. And her sister will know, Melanie's sister will know, Father, that it was you that did that. I pray that now, Yeshua, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're going to continue. We're going to continue, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth, because you have been so wonderful to us in what you have done for us, allowing your son to die on the tree at Calvary 2,000 years ago. We give you the glory and we give you the honor.